Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mori-li-ili Honganji. Mori-li-ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moriliilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Mori-li-ili Honganji Buddhist Women's Association in memory of Ishini and Kakushini and for the State Junior YBA Convention. Our speaker this morning is Dr. Benjamin Brook of Pacific Buddhist Academy's Humanities Instructor. Good morning, Dr. Brook.
Ohayo gozaimasu, aloha kakahiaka, and good morning. My name is Benjamin Brook, and I am a humanities teacher at Pacific Buddhist Academy here in Honolulu. My talk today is based on a Dharma message I delivered at PBA about a central element of Buddhist belief and how it relates to the choices students make and the stands they take as they navigate through high school. Over the past 3 months, though, I've often reflected on how this simple declaration of Buddhist values can help us all handle the challenges we are currently confronting. Not only the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic that has transformed our daily lives, but also sicknesses like racism, sexism, and other forms of intolerance and discrimination that our society has not been able to eliminate or vaccinate itself against. In 2018, PBA's campus hosted an all-Buddhist gathering, an event sponsored by the Honpa Hongwanji Mission of Hawaii and Bukkyo Dendo Kyokai, at which representatives from many different Buddhist denominations came together to discuss the state of Buddhism in Hawaii and around the world. At the end of the meeting, the organizers invited each group to share its version of a short, simple recitation which is familiar to Buddhists all around the world. Known in Pali as the Tisarana and commonly translated into English as the Three Treasures or the Triple Jewel, it forms a part of every Buddhist temple service, including our weekly services at PBA. In English, it can be translated as, I go to the Buddha for guidance, I go to the Dharma for guidance, I go to the Sangha for guidance. The three treasures or jewels in the recitation are the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And like jewels, each one has many facets and can illuminate our perception of the world in many different ways. Buddha can be translated as enlightened one, like Shakyamuni Buddha, the historical founder of Buddhism, who lived 2,500 years ago, or Amida Buddha, the Buddha of limitless light and life, who vowed to bring all sentient beings to enlightenment. Dharma means the teachings of Buddhism. Shakyamuni Buddha is said to have described 84,000 different paths to enlightenment, so that every Buddhist can find the path that works best for him or her. The last of the three treasures in the Tisarana is the Sangha. Many Buddhists apply this term to people we would call monks and nuns, those who separate themselves from the real world in pursuit of higher truths. But in Jodo Shinshu, the Sangha means everyone associated with our temple, lay members as well as ministers. Ours is a Buddhist practice for ordinary people, people whose essential responsibilities as parents, children, workers and members of society would make it impossible, not to mention selfish, for them to withdraw from the concerns of everyday life and become monks, nuns, or hermits in order to achieve personal enlightenment. For us, the Sangha is our community, which starts with our family but also extends to embrace all our fellow travelers on the Buddhist path, the people we see at temple every week, the people we share a cup of coffee with after the service is over, the people who help us work the refreshment stand at Bon Dance or who come out for Mochitsuki every New Year. At PBA, we think of our Sangha as not only our students and staff, but also our families, our alumni, our neighbors in Honolulu, and the network of PBA's friends and supporters across Hawaii and around the world. However, right now we find ourselves in a time where it is increasingly hard to feel part of a sangha. We cannot attend in-person services at our local temple, or if we do, we must stay 6 feet away from everyone else and wear masks as we chant. We cannot sip coffee in the social hall after the service or attend a bon dance. The sangha may be the last of the three treasures, but it is certainly not the least. In fact, the sangha is often the part of Buddhism that people get the most out of. It is not surprising that when we chant the Tisarana in temple, many of us automatically promote it to second place, so that you hear, "I go to the Buddha for guidance, I go to the Sangha for guidance." When I gave this Dharma talk at PBA, I focused on what that reveals about the high value we place on the opinions of our friends and peers when making important personal decisions. At its best, a strong sangha can lead through example. At its worst, it can harm its members through peer pressure and intimidation by the majority, or by those who are perceived to be the majority because of their power and influence. The sangha can be, and needs to be, a source of strength, support, and positive guidance for us. And we must remember that we too are part of that sangha. Even if we do not feel personally powerful or influential as individuals, the actions we take and the choices we make can help set the course our community will follow. By living our truth openly and sharing our beliefs and our values with others, we are helping to create a better sangha, a kinder community, and a healthier world in which to live. This is particularly important when we must address issues that directly affect the lives of those around us. As we see in the way our society has responded to COVID-19, when I wear a mask in public, I am showing others that I care about their well-being and safety, that their lives matter to me. And each person in our community who wears a mask helps make mask wearing the norm, and by doing so, encourages other mask wearers to keep doing what they're doing, and encourages those who haven't been wearing masks to consider changing their habits. When we look at places in the world where people are saying no to masks, physical distancing, and the protection these provide for the most vulnerable among us, we see people being poor role models, providing poor guidance, and not behaving in the way a sangha should. Many who refuse to wear masks say they are doing so in order to assert their rights as individuals. So they are, but at what cost to themselves and, more importantly, to others? Buddhism values the individual. Why else have 84,000 individualized paths to enlightenment? But it also asks us to consider how our actions affect and are affected by others, since we are all inextricably interconnected. There is another translation of the Three Treasures, which you may also have heard. I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the Dharma, I take refuge in the Sangha. At first, this may sound like a very different interpretation of the Tisarana, but in many ways, guidance and refuge are simply two aspects of the same fundamental truth. If we receive good guidance, we can find refuge, like a ship being carefully steered through rocks and reefs to find a safe harbor. And once we feel we have reached a place of refuge, once we feel safe, comforted, and supported by our community, we will have the strength we need to help guide others to the same safe harbor. As Jodo Shinshu followers, we take refuge in the Buddha when we place our trust in the universal embrace of Amida's boundless compassion. We take refuge in the Dharma when we draw inspiration from the profound and enduring truths that have been shared with us by enlightened teachers. And as Buddhists, we are called upon to play our part in making our Sangha, our community, a place of refuge as well, a place where people in need of support, kindness, and understanding can find shelter from the evils that threaten them, whether by this we mean illness and disease, poverty and malnutrition, or bigotry and persecution. This is why Bishop Eric Matsumoto and other ministers of the Hompa Hongwanji Mission of Hawaii have reaffirmed that for all of us in the Buddhist community, Black lives matter. Shinran Shonen describes Amida Buddha as the enlightenment of non-discrimination. And as we see the struggles so many people, African Americans, Native Hawaiians, people of color around the world, women, houseless people, LGBTQ people, endure each day, we need to consider what we as a Sangha of seekers after enlightenment can do to remove discrimination and hatred from our communities, our society, and our world. Even in these times when our Sangha cannot come together in person for temple services, bon dances, or other gatherings, we can still draw strength from one another and be good role models by taking actions that benefit and protect others. In this way, we can guide our fellow travelers and be guided by them, find the refuge we seek, and offer refuge to all who need it. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Dr. Brew, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. This Sunday's 10 a.m. live streaming service will be given by Reverend David Fujimoto of Mililani Honganji. To join the service, go to www.honganjihawaii.com to get a link to join the service. At Moiliili Honganji, in-person services will begin on July 5th. You will need to RSVP to the office in order to attend. Moiliili Honganji will be having a virtual bun dance on July 4th at 6:30 p.m. You can watch a YouTube video of the bun dance by going to our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. With a donation of $10, receive a bun dance towel by mail. Bun dance bentos are available for $12 on July 4th. Pickup is between 4 and 6 p.m. The deadline for this is June 29th. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Moiliili Honganji BWA, and our speaker, Dr. Vruch of the Pacific Buddhist Academy. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Mariko Nishiyama of Pearl City, Honganji. Namo Amida Butsu.